Have you used the mechanism of mutual legal assistance and or international cooperation to investigate those cases? And what was the outcome of such cooperation, if any, of course? Also, the committee is interested to know more about the new guidelines for cooperation in cases of missing minors. We would need additional information on the content and application of that document. What kind of investigation and search mechanisms this document introduces? Is that document publicly available, maybe even in English? Can it be applied to investigate previous cases, old cases, or the focus of this document is only pro futuro? Finally, I would like to use this opportunity to remind you that the committee adopted its first general comment on enforced disappearances in the context of migration in September 2023, and this document brings a comprehensive set of guidelines, of recommendations for the state parties on how to deal with cases of enforced disappearances in the context of migration and how to introduce various preventive measures to prevent such cases. So in that regard, we would like to know whether your authorities plan to incorporate the provisions of the general comment in your policies regarding investigation of cases of missing migrant children from the reception centers. Again, on investigation, this time investigation of, let's say, disappearances in the past. The committee, of course, takes note on the information provided in your report, but also in your list of issues, in your replies to the list of issues regarding your efforts to address the gross violation of human rights of indigenous people and national minorities in the past. And obviously, in the past, they've been subjected to various types of discrimination or discriminatory policies and practices prior to entering this convention in force. So, in some cases, these policies and practices may have met the definition of enforced disappearance under the convention, including also the forced removal of children. Of children to institutions or foster resettlement, etc., or placing people in some labor colonies. And of course, we are aware that over the past 20 or even 30 years, the government has adopted various measures aimed at acknowledging and addressing these past injustices. However, in the context of the state obligation under the Article 12 of the Convention, obligation to investigate even a past cases, the committee is interested to know the details on the mandate and on the results and outcome of the work of two commissions, the Investigation Commission established in 2015 and the Truth and Reconciliation Commission established in 2018. Have they both finished their work? We are aware that there is a report of the Truth Commission, but this report is not available in English, unfortunately. So, did their mandates allow for investigation of possible cases of enforced disappearances in the past? What kind of investigation methods did they apply to investigate, if any? And what kind of resources was provided to those two commissions to conduct their tasks? And of course, we would like to know about possible roles of victims and their families in the work of the commission, the way on how they were involved in the work, and of course, we would like to know about transparency and inclusiveness of the work of those two commissions. Thank you. This will be all for this first round of questions.